Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
You're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. What's the crack? Oh, God.
It's
sorry
that time.
About them.
We've been telling you all morning that it is a very special show because a kind of a recurring character on this show is turning one today.
Yay!
And that's also kind of a lie because it's essentially 1 year since this character kind of first came into our lives.
Yeah, into all of our lives. Mine, my life, your life listening, yeah. Aisling's life, Callum's life.
We were talking about a cat called Mr. Plops. Mm-hmm. A year ago this week, Mr. Plops showed up on my balcony via 9 poos in my vegetable patch. I soon transpired that it was a cat, and later on we found out that the cat is owned by a restaurant on the street.
Yes.
I live in town, there's a lot going on our street, and the cat has sisters and we've seen them from time to time, but this cat, Mr. Plops, owned by the restaurant, essentially lives in our gaff.
Yes.
She's in every single day until from morning until night until we kick her out, and we've grown to absolutely love Mr. Plops.
I would say she is the light of your life.
She is.
Yeah.
She is. We had her on the show a few weeks ago predicting who would win the Euros.
Yeah, she's in.
Yeah, she's done some live purring on the show before. Yeah. A lot of people, I think, are invested in Mr. Plops and the story who listen to this show, so we felt it was only right that we have a big celebration for Mr. Plops' birthday. We're all wearing party hats.
We are.
We've got our, what are these called?
Yeah.
Party boppers.
Oh yeah, I have one too.
Okay.
They're not great, are
no,
they?
Not.
Oh, they're in.
There we go. There you go.
Okay,
there you go.
So you said you're asking for suggestions because obviously you've never really had a pet of fully your own before.
Yeah.
And earlier in the week you wanted to make a special effort to celebrate Plops today. And you asked people for suggestions if they had a pet. I kind of went, wait now, a lot of people were saying the same thing and I thought we were missing a trick here. I said the only way to do this properly really would be if you were to perform a song in dedication to Mr. Plops, celebrating Plops. And we asked people to send in meows, their best meows, to kind of form a meow chorus as part of the song. How has it been with the production team on that?
Fantastic, yeah. So we worked a lot of meows into the song. It was important to get the meows so that when Mr. Plops hears the song and she's listening live, that she understands it. The meows are essentially the translation of the words. And
it's very important to be inclusive so the pets know what's going on.
Exactly.
So,
well, what's the point when the person at the heart of it all doesn't know what's going on?
The cat rather than the person, but I understand what you mean.
Of course. Oh, that was a Freudian slip because we do treat her like a little child. So in honour of Mr. Plops, we have written a song for Mr. Plops' birthday and it features all of you. Andrea, take it away.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Happy birthday, Ploppity Plops.
Meow.
I can see you poo. You're happiest when you do do do's. There in my vegetable patch, a plop drops down by my kale and you bury it in a flash. Then you have a scratch. But today it's alright, I can handle your shite. There's a tin of whiskers waiting in the kitchen for tonight. Cotton chicken in jelly, soon to be inside your belly. Your favorite show, Tom and Jerry's on the telly. Here's a string you can chase, down the hall we'll have a race. Then we'll take a couple selfies, just look at your weirdo face. Now you're purring while I'm putting on your little birthday hat. Oh, Mr. Plops, you are the perfect cat. Here's to the best, it's Mr. Plops' birthday. Hip hooray. Yeah, milk is bad, but feck it, it's your birthday. Drink away. Tell all the cats we're filling saucers right here is where it's at. We'll plop the night away together, Plopsy. You're the perfect cat.
A big load of sprinkles or steam, whatever this is called.
Confetti!
Confetti just went off in studio. Well done, Ash. Top tier stuff as always. Well done to the meow chorus and happy birthday to Plops.
Way.
Even though it's not even Plops' birthday.
Ah, look.
You don't know when Plops' birthday is, but all as of now, we will celebrate annually on the 16th of August.
Perfect. Lock it in.
Wow. Well done, guys.
It spins fully charged, recharged.